One Man Family, brought to you, transcribed by Bactine, the remarkable new family antiseptic and germicide. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratory, makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Okay, Jack. So you're my uncle and you're my attorney. Just answer me one plain question.
I'll try, Joan.
Did my grandmother Roberts leave me all that money, or did she leave it to the Barber family to horse around with?
That's not fair. You're only 18.
You see? You see, double talk. Not a straight answer from anybody.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, have you tried Bactine? Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E, is the new family antiseptic developed by Miles Laboratories. Bactine is a household friend that you want to have on hand always. Bactine is a powerful antiseptic and bactericide, yet so gentle, children won't mind using it. Bactine is effective for first aid in cuts, scratches, and relieves insect bites, sunburn, and heat rash. It is a clear, colorless liquid that will not stain. An excellent cleanser deodorant for household and sick room. Bactine acts on germs immediately on contact and remains effective as a hand disinfectant for up to 6 hours after application. Yes, this amazing new product gives you in one bottle an antiseptic, bactericide, fungicide, and cleanser deodorant. You've never had anything exactly like Bactine in your house. Now, the makers of Bactine want you to prove to yourself just what a fine product it is. They are making a trial offer of a regular full 30-cent bottle for only 10 cents. Mail your 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Department 1, Elkhart, Indiana. Once you've tried Bactine, you'll never want to be without it. Remember, you get a regular full 30-cent bottle of Bactine for only 10 cents if you act at once. That address again, Miles Laboratories, Department 1, Elkhart, Indiana. Chapter 3, Book 75, The Book of Joan. From the back terrace of the Barber family home in Sea Cliff, San Francisco, you can look out onto the Golden Gate and across to the green hills of Marin County. On a warm evening, it's a pleasant spot. And that's where Henry and Fanny Barber and their son Clifford are now.
Little fog settling in over the top of Golden Gate Bridge. See how the lights are getting kind of misty?
Yes. Still very pleasant out here, though. Hey, Fanny?
I love our terrace on warm evenings like this.
Oh, yeah. I'll take good old San Francisco anytime.
I suppose everybody feels that way about his own city.
Oh, sure, Mom, but you don't find a sight like this just any old place. Look at the lights of those cars streaming across the bridge. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, all of them going like mad. Hurry, hurry. People have forgotten how to relax.
Well, we're doing a fair job of it right now.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-oh. Guess things have quieted down for the night across the hedge.
Huh?
Lights just went off upstairs at Jack's house. Guess he and Betty have got their six beautiful daughters settled into bed. When that's done, I bet Jack heaves a big sigh of relief. Six kids. Oh, man.
Triplets are getting livelier every day. It's getting so I can understand what they say now, friend.
Haven't they the cutest way of talking?
Well, it makes sense to me. I spent an hour trying to get one of them to say Uncle Cliff the other day. No luck. Came out, no belief. Double talk. Triple talk, I guess, with Clifford.
Oh, Clifford.
Hi, over there.
Oh, hi, yeah. Just talking about you.
Good, I hope.
Won't you join us?
Yeah, I'm coming over.
Huh?
It's Jack said he was coming over, Henry.
Wake up the children shouting like that.
If they're asleep, I'll put in with you. Is that right, Jack?
I thought I heard you talking out here. Hi, Mom. Dad.
Hiya, my boy.
You got all the children to bed?
Yeah. Just finished reading the Sharon Inn. All's quiet along the instant front across the hedge.
Well, sit you down, Counselor.
Yeah. Counselor's right. You don't know what trouble is until you get into the law business. People can get in the darndest messes.
Well, your lawyers would be out of business if they didn't.
You got something there, all right.
How's Betty?
Oh, she's okay. A little tired. Said she's going to do her nails or something. She doesn't get much time to do things for herself during the day.
Rich man like you ought to blow his wife to a manicure once in a while.
Oh, yeah? Where do you get that rich stuff?
Well, didn't Judge Honey give you a big raise? What happened to all that extra money?
You tell me. About all that raise did was to put me in debt.
Huh?
Sure, Dad. There were so many things we wanted that we've ended up in worse shape than we were before. We've got so many installment payments to meet, we're dizzy.
Jack.
Oh, say, that reminds me. I came over to buy some coffee. We haven't any for breakfast. You got some you can spare us till tomorrow, Mom?
Why, of course. I've got a whole extra can.
Betty told me to pick some up on the way home from the office, and I forgot it. Remember to pick up whistle toothbrushes for the kids, though, so I'm a big man with them.
Yeah, whistle what?
Toothbrushes. They whistle, Dad.
What'll I think of next?
Well, I'll go in and get your coffee.
Well, can't I get it, Mom?
No, you sit still. You wouldn't know where to find it.
When you're in there, Mom, see if you can scare up a piece of pie or something, huh?
Indeed. If you want anything to eat, you can just come in and get it for yourself, young man.
You're telling me where to get off. Well, you can't blame a guy for trying.
Anytime you put anything over on... Hey, is that Betty coming through the hedge?
It's so dark, I can... Oh, it's Joan. Hiya, honey.
Hello.
Wonder what you're doing over at your place, Jack.
I smell trouble. You looking for me, Joan?
Yeah, Betty told me you were over here. Hello, Grandfather.
How are you, Joan?
Have a chair, baby.
No, thanks. You going to be home pretty quick, Jack?
Why, yeah, why?
I'd like to talk to you if I could.
Okay, you want to talk here?
No. This is something I'd like to speak to you about alone.
Oh, well, sure. Mom just went in to get me some coffee. As soon as she brings it out, we can go over to my place. How's that?
Okay. I'll go over there and wait for you.
I'll be going right over. Sit down, we can go together. Mom will be out in just a second.
I'll go now, I think. I'm not in a very good mood, so I wouldn't be very good company.
Huh? I hope you haven't upset your mother and Nicholas again this evening.
What makes you think I've upset them, Grandfather?
Oh, wandering about all by yourself this way.
I'm not wandering. I came over to see Jack.
I hope you didn't slam out of your house without telling anybody where you were going so they'll worry about you.
Why do you say that?
Well, seems to be getting a habit lately.
Well, Claudia isn't worried. Nicky's at the Sky Ranch. She thinks I'm old enough to take care of myself, even if he doesn't.
Yes, but you're going to regret this rebellious attitude you've taken of late, mark my word.
Just let me worry about that, will you, Grandfather?
Yes. Is that any way to talk to your grandfather?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll go over and talk to Betty, Jack. I'll see you at your house.
Okay, Joan, I won't be long.
Night, Joan.
Night.
Yes, headstrong.
Brother, I'm in for a session. If she wants to see me, it means only one thing, her inheritance. Either Nicky or Claudia have refused to countersign one of her checks, or she wants some provision of the trust change or something. I wish Judge Hunter had never turned the thing over to me to handle. You get nothing but grief when you handle legal matters for your own family.
You didn't have much grief when you took charge of Dad's case when Rex Frome sued him for trespassing on his place over there.
Well, it wasn't so easy to convince Dad to settle a case at that. He gave us quite an argument on it at first.
You say that she wants to get more money from her inheritance?
I don't know what she wants, Dad. Something like that, probably. You know how Judge Hunter set up the trust? He's got it so she can't do anything too crazy with her money.
Claudia and Nicholas have to countersign all her checks. Yes, I've heard of nothing else for days.
Yeah. Whenever she gets mad, she comes around and wants me to get some of the provisions changed.
She's got all the dough she needs. Claude and Nicky certainly don't pinch on her.
Oh, sure. She just barks at anybody having authority over her. That's most of it, I think. Of course, her grandmother Roberts put certain provisions in the will that could be dynamite if Joan really decides to leap over the traces.
Well, you mean that Joan can get around you and Judge Hunter?
Under certain circumstances, we'd be absolutely dead. That's why I don't like to cross Joan too much. In the state she's in right now, it'd be terrible if she were on her own with a pile of dough.
Yes, I'd take good pains to see that she didn't get it.
Yeah, but... Well, Mom, I thought you'd gone to South America for that coffee.
I'm sorry I was so long, Jack. I was looking for something to bring out for you to eat. Now, here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
And I brought out a plate of cookies.
Oh, I knew you'd come through with something, Mom.
I'm afraid they're a little stale. I thought there was a big piece of cake left over from yesterday, but it's disappeared.
These cookies are swell.
Sure. Give me another one, Cliff. How about you, Dan?
No, thank you.
Well, I better not keep Joan waiting any longer.
Joan?
Yeah, she's waiting to see me over at my place.
What in the world?
She came over here for a minute. She's got fire in her eyes.
Well, what is it now?
That's what I'm going to go over and find out about, Mom. Probably got a wild notion about buying one of Joseph Creighton's paintings for about $5,000.
She wants $5,000.
Oh, I'm kidding, Mom.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me any.
Well, be seeing you. Thanks a lot for the coffee.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night, Jack. Good night.
And thanks for the cookies, too, Mom.
All right.
I don't envy the station he's got in front of him.
Well, what did Joan have to say?
They refused to join in our conversation. Sullen practically ordered Jack to come back to his house so she could talk to him alone.
Oh, poor Joan. She seems so unhappy these days.
Her poor parents, you mean. Claudia and Nicholas are the ones to feel sorry for. Cruel and unusual punishment she's inflicting on them.
Well, she's suffering too, Dan.
Yes. Judge Hunter wouldn't put up with his foolishness. That's why she's probably comes to Jack, play on his sympathy.
She won't put anything over on Jack, Dad. When he's got a legal problem, he really levels off. No, she's not going to get anything out of him if he does.
Here now, Joan, you're rattling on here. I don't know what you're driving at.
All right, then tell me this. Where's my grandmother Robert's will? I'd like to get a hold of it and read it for myself.
What for?
To see what it says.
Well, I can tell you what it says, Joan. What do you want to know about?
I want to know all about it. I think Judge Hunter's fooled around with that trust fund or whatever you call it and put in a lot of stuff he had no right to.
Look, honey, Judge Hunter's a reputable attorney. He's my boss.
Well, he's not my boss.
Well, he said he was.
Well, that's the way he acts. He put every kind of restriction on my inheritance he could think of.
Joan, you don't understand. He's acting as trustee. He wouldn't do anything contrary to your best interest. As a matter of fact, the court wouldn't stand for his doing anything that exceeded his authority or that was not in accord with the will.
Oh, sure. The minute I start asking you any questions about this, I've got a lot of legal talk.
Now, wait a minute. Just what is it you want? More money? A bigger monthly allowance? What?
Didn't Grandmother Roberts leave all this money to me?
Yes.
Well, then why can't I have it? And whose business is it what I want to do with it?
You're only 18, that's why. When you're 21, it'll be a different story.
Is it that way in the will?
Certainly.
What about that $5,000? Where does that come in?
You got $5,000 on your 18th birthday. You still got it.
Yeah, in the bank where I can't touch it.
You can have any amount of it you want as long as Claudia...
And Nicky countersign. Where have I heard that before?
Honey, are you pinched for money? You get a big allowance every month, and when you're 21, you'll come into a ton of dough.
And there's nothing I can do about it till I'm 21?
No. Well, that is...
It seems to me I remember some provision about marriage on or after the age of 18. Something like that, anyway.
Yes, that's true.
Well, just what does it say?
Your grandmother provided that if you got married any time after you were 18, you'd get $10,000 in cash and $500 a month.
Without any restrictions?
No. But look, honey, you don't want...
Don't tell me what I want. I'll put an end to all this supervision and checking up. I'll get married.
Hey, Joel, wait a minute. Married to who?
Who cares? But I ought to do pretty well with that much money.
Remember, friends, for a liberal trial bottle of Bactine, the really new and different family antiseptic, send your name and address and 10 cents to Miles Laboratories, Department 1, Elkhart, Indiana. We want you to try this remarkable new product that will have so many uses in your home. We want you to be as amazed at Bactine's qualities as we are. And you will be once you try it. So send 10 cents to Miles Laboratories, Department 1, Elkhart, Indiana. Get your trial bottle of Bactine right away. Something else, Paul?
Yes. Today's paper carried a small item that the Rexford Frome estate is being sued for $68,000 back taxes. I hadn't realized how much wealth Christine's brother had amassed since his boyhood in Seacliff as the son of an Austrian gardener. Well, that's how it is with the Barbers today. Good night.
Are you catching cold? Take Tabsin, quick. Feel better, quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. The new improved antihistaminic tablet for cold and hay fever symptoms. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes. Tabsin helps relieve the aches and pains of a cold. Tabsin acts to reduce the fever of a cold. Yes, for more complete relief from your cold symptoms, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. The bright red tablet in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Bactine. Tomorrow, Chapter 4, Book 75. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Morgan Beatty and the story of a dentist's drill that doesn't hurt. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.